This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Things moving pretty fast up in Seattle, up in Emerald City. You know, free agency has kind of come, and things started with DK really saying that I'm requesting a trade. And I think a lot of us kind of thought it was a bluff a little bit. Like, I'm requesting a trade means pay me more money or something. And sure enough, within a couple days, DK Metcalf was traded to the Rams. Where's he at now?
DK Metcalf is now a Pittsburgh Steeler.
That's right. Steelers are having a great offseason, you know, so far.
Still don't really have a quarterback.
But. They still don't have a quarterback, but there's options out there for the Steelers, you know, and if they – is Danger Wilson still available?
Oh, yeah.
Danger Wilson there. Can definitely
Mr.
come
Unlimited
in.
Unlimited.
Yeah, a Seattle. Yeah. Oh, so, but Seattle is making moves. I'm not sure, and mind you, I'm not a Seahawks fan, so I can't tell you whether, you know, they feel like these are good or bad moves right now. But the first move was something that I think none of us saw coming, and that was them paying Sam Darnold more money than I think any of us thought that he'd get. I think we were kind of talking on the show once before, and we said Sam Darnold probably it'd be a shock if he got more than $50 million. And the Seahawks said, shoot, we'll give you $100.3 million.
Over 3 seasons, yeah.
Over 3 seasons, and so Sam Darnold is now the trigger man for the Seattle Seahawks right now, kind of taking over, officially ending the Geno Smith era in Seattle. I think Sam Darnold finally had the year that we thought he would have when he was at USC. When he was there, I think he was a sure shot as a quarterback. And then he got to the league and he struggled a little bit, and he couldn't really get his footing underneath him, and he just kind of floundered. And then all of a sudden he had this resurrection of sorts in Minnesota, and people think Sam Darnold is worth the money. Well, now the Seahawks have paid him handsomely for the next 3 years to be their guy. I'm not sure what the risk is, but I know that Clint Kubiak, you know, the new offensive coordinator, you know, in Seattle, seems to like what he sees from Sam Darnold, what he saw from Sam Darnold. And if he can do what he did with Kevin O'Connell, or what Kevin O'Connell did last season, maybe the Seahawks, you know, have an opportunity to do something, you know, with this year with Sam Darnold. I'm going to hold off on judgment yet because it's only been one great season for Sam Darnold before he's, you know, kind of gotten this big bag. But if you're looking at an opportunity to really start writing your story. I think last year was chapter one for Sam Darnold. This can be, we'll get a chance to figure out exactly who you are as a player and as a quarterback, really, I think, within the first year here at Seattle.
I agree, and it's definitely a point of transition for Seattle, but I think the Seahawks fans still see that the team is trying to win now. This isn't necessarily a rebuild that they're doing, you know, that they have basically changed up their entire offense. It's been kind of a set cast of characters for the past few years. So I think it's really hard for Seattle fans to like get past the fact that DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett,
you lost some iconic players from Seattle.
It reminds me of, you know, 10 years ago when the guys like Bobby Wagner and Richard Sherman started leaving the Seahawks, and you just started to feel like, well, that great team is starting to break up, and Seahawks fans were upset but can't do anything about it. And nostalgia always rules. I get that. But in this point of transition, you're accomplishing a couple of things. You're getting a little bit younger at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. You're paying him near what you would have paid Geno Smith. And you're also getting a little bit cheaper at wide receiver. I know Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Cooper Kupp are making significantly less money than Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are. DK, we saw his deal, 5 years, $150 million. And then I can't remember who has signed Lockett or where he signed yet or if he has. But both of those guys, even before they were looked at as options for other team, were going to be in the top 5% of NFL salary for wide receivers, right?
For sure.
Seahawks knew that they were going to have to pay these guys out. So they're like, you know what? We're going to try to bring in some talent, and we still want to win, but we're going to do it a little bit cheaper, and we've got to reformulate it. I understand that they had a nice season last year, not as good as they wanted. Geno Smith is a great quarterback, and frankly, probably a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. And I don't say great overall. I mean great at coming back.
Yeah,
he's good, but he is great.
One of the best comebacks in the league.
Exactly. Yeah, he is a great comeback quarterback. He is good at leading his team in the fourth quarter to a win. I'm not sure Sam Darnold can do that. Overall, I think Geno Smith is better at football. But the Seahawks did get cheaper, and it sounds like from going to offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb to Clint Kubiak, they're making their offense a little bit simpler. It was on Geno out of the shotgun last year to identify what was happening, and it was a lot of decisions for the quarterback at the moment. And it sounds like under Kubiak, they're going to bring Darnold under center. They're going to have a little bit more because we haven't seen these signings yet, but they're planning on having a little bit more power on the offensive line. Maybe executing that gap scheme a little bit with Sam Darnold under center and make it a lot simpler for the quarterback going forward. And I think, who knows, could that translate to positive results? Like, I think so, but I do like these signings. It's not the best offseason in the world for Seattle, but if you had to reformulate and continue to try to win, I think this is probably like the best kind of offseason that you could have had in that regard in a vacuum.
No, yeah, for sure. You mentioned Cooper Kupp signing 3 years, $45 million to stay in Seattle, or to come to Seattle, excuse me.
Come home.
And, you know, somebody who went to Eastern Washington and was a beast and really kind of cut his teeth, you know, up there in Seattle, and was a great player, you know, and he's one of the guys from those smaller schools that kind of showed that these guys from small schools can come to the NFL and do major, major work. And he just happened to be kind of one of them. But yeah, you pair Cooper Kupp with the Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's 6'4". And like 210. So he's not a small dude.
Nope.
And really, when you lose a DK Metcalf, like, who is a big target for you to have, Valdez-Scantling averages like 17 yards a catch. So he's going to get you a first down or somewhere close to it. And so if Sam Darnold can be accurate, you've got a guy in Cooper Kupp that can run routes and take things across the middle and hopefully maybe still break free for something big. And then you got Valdez-Scantling. So you've really filled those slots that you had with Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Are they as good as either one? I think Cooper Kupp is better than what Tyler Lockett was right now. I think DK Metcalf is still better than Valdez-Scantling, but the fact that you have a legit 6'4" receiver that you can throw to that can go deep and can get in the end zone, I think that's a great thing for it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.